As the first anniversary of lockdown focuses many people's thoughts on the year that's passed, I asked Sarah Lambert, RNIB Head of Social Change, to give me her thoughts on that year and what RNIB will be doing in the near future to make the possibility of coming out of lockdown less challenging for its customers.
So at RNIB, since the outbreak of coronavirus, we've been speaking to blind and partially sighted people about their experiences and really trying to understand what the key challenges have been across lockdown and as we've gone in and out of lockdown over the year. And obviously, first up, when we went into lockdown last year, was the real challenge of accessing food. We were speaking to 100 people a day at one point who were telling us that they were struggling to access food. So what we really set about to do at the beginning was make sure that there was a route for blind and partially sighted people to get their groceries. And we were massively successful in convincing government to develop with us a priority route for blind and partially sighted people to come to our helpline and then be able to be put on a priority list to get home delivery. So that was a really big success early on and really responding to what we were hearing from blind and partially sighted people about what the key challenges were. And then the next key challenge was around accessible information and accessible processes. And we saw very early on a lot of information coming from government that wasn't in the right formats and people really struggling to kind of get the right information that they needed. And alongside that, some of the processes that have been set up alongside the pandemic to either kind of tackle the spread or kind of, you know, thinking about getting tested, a lot of those weren't set up to be accessible. So the next sort of big thing for us there was making sure government understood that and making sure that things like getting a coronavirus test could be as accessible as possible. And we've also had some fantastic successes there. And the government have actually changed the way that you can get a test. So the home testing kits now are much more accessible. They were at the beginning. The packaging is more accessible. There's alternative formats for the instructions so that people can really understand how to do that test. And there's also a new route to get a home testing kit so that you don't have to have an email in order to access the test. So I think that's just a bit of a flavour of some of the things we've been doing. We've really been looking at listening to the biggest challenges and then looking at how we as an organisation respond to those challenges and make sure that blind and partially sighted people can access the support that they need and access the things that they need. In terms of the priority route for groceries, that still exists. So if you are struggling to get access to food, you can call our helpline and get put on that priority list to get home delivery. And then that conversation on accessible information and accessible processes has continued throughout the year. So we started very early on, particularly around a lot of communications coming through social media and also the kind of Prime Minister's letter initially. But we've been building on that. So one of the big issues for us at the moment is really looking at communications around the vaccination, which largely is going okay. We're getting good feedback from people going through that process, but we still think that that can be better. And we're in ongoing conversations with government to make sure that that is accessible. And then one of the other really interesting things has been around sighted guiding. So obviously the whole kind of 2 meter rule and social distancing, there are a lot of concerns from people around kind of whether or not they were able to be guided by somebody from outside their household, which at the beginning, the guidance was not to do that. But increasingly, we've worked with government to kind of set out the mitigation and sort of risk reduction things that people can put in place so that if you do need to be guided by someone else from outside your household, we've got guidance on our website that sets out the best ways to do that. So there's been an ongoing conversation with government throughout the year to make sure that all of those things that are needed to be in place are in place. It's not been perfect, but we have managed to work with government to put some of those improvements in place. What's really important is that if people do need help from us, then they do contact us. And then also just having that knowledge and that evidence from the helpline about big issues that people were facing really helped us in our conversations with government, because we were able to evidence that this was a specific challenge that really needed to be addressed. So on an ongoing basis, we're monitoring the calls that are coming into helpline to look at patterns. As an organisation, we have ongoing surveys and focus groups so that we can make sure that we're listening to blind and partially sighted people directly to really identify what the current biggest challenges are, and so that we can look at the different ways to address those, whether that is my team going to government to see what needs to change, but also more widely, you know, one of the other responses as an organisation we've had is we've developed mental health sessions that, you know, are free to join. We know that a lot of people are experiencing a lot of isolation and have developed mental health problems. And so, you know, we've organised those. We've also got resources for blind and partially sighted people about the things they might want to think about if they're going out and they need to social distance, or they're not sure about the rules that might be in place when they get to a shop. So we've got all of those kinds of resources too. So yeah, it's not just about us telling government what to do, and we have been successful in doing that in many areas, but it's also about responding to what we hear so that we've put the right resources and services in place too.
And as we move perhaps slowly out of lockdown, what are your thoughts on what RNIB will be doing as we move through 2021?
Many blind and partially sighted people will have been adjusting as much as possible to the daily challenges of the pandemic, but some of the more visual safety measures that will stay in place, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. So as lockdown eases, we're launching a new campaign that calls on everybody to maintain the space, be patient and be helpful. But as part of that, what we really want to do, we've got key actions and key things for different targets. So we're looking to the public to really kind of think about what it might be like to be blind and partially sighted at the moment, and for them to take responsibility for social distancing, but also to, you know, be patient and be helpful where they see that somebody might need extra help. And we're calling on businesses to look at the measures that they're putting in place in terms of some of the visual things that they might have within a shop, whether that's one-way systems, and really thinking about how they might want to communicate that to their blind and partially sighted customers and think about how those adaptations could work better. And we're continuing to talk to government to make sure that they can be getting the message out there that for some people, social distancing will be more difficult, but also for them to think about all of their processes and making sure that they're as accessible as possible. And then alongside that, we're really looking at resources and services we have available for blind and partially sighted people. So we've got some new courses that will help people think about all of the challenges of coming out of lockdown. And we've got the mental health sessions that people can sign up to, as well as wider information about the sorts of things that blind and partially sighted people might want to think about or expect from the community when they start to get out and about again. So as we sort of start to move out of lockdown, and as different kind of parts of society open up again in different parts of the UK, we'll be making sure that we're putting those different types of resources out there for those different target audiences to access, so that we can make sure that the process is as easy as possible for blind and partially sighted people. For any issue that you're facing, if you contact the helpline number, then they should be able to give you advice and signpost you to those resources so that you can get the help that you need.
Sarah, thank you for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with everything as we go through 2021.
Thank you.
Head of Social Change at RNIB, Sarah Lambert, here on RNIB Connect Radio.